Russ McLeod, 1050 Chum.
We're here with Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. Bill, it's really nice for you to take the time out to talk to us. Tell us about performing in Las Vegas. Is there a special feeling about performing here for the Righteous Brothers?
Well, Las Vegas has always been special for us. We've been working here, I think, since about 65. Started out at the Sands Hotel with Frank Sinatra, and actually Frank Sinatra brought us into town. We were the first rock and roll group to work on the Strip.
What was the setup? What was that like at that time?
Well, it was pretty amazing. It was even before Caesar's Palace was built. Very small then. We weren't working with Frank Sinatra. Frank was, I call him Frank.
Yeah.
Now he's gone, I can call him anything I want. He was in the main room, but there was a lounge, and the lounge seated about 600. He had to okay whoever came into the lounge, because after his show, he'd always take his parties into the lounge. So they came to Frank Sinatra and said, Frank, we have the Righteous Brothers that are going to work the lounge. Is that okay? He says, who are they? and thank God Tina and Nancy, his daughters, were standing there. Oh, yeah, get the Righteous Brothers. That'd be great. So I said, yeah, bring them in.
Did they call you the Righteous Boys?
No. Well, he used to call us the kids. Sinatra used to call us the kids, but and we would always know when Frank Sinatra was bringing his parties in, because for some reason we were just really hot, and you couldn't get in our room. We were doing three shows a night, and it was like packed to the wall. But if Frank Sinatra was bringing in a party, there was always the front row, all the way from the stage all the way back, that would be empty, and with Jack Daniel bottles about every other chair. And so he would come in with his parties, and I mean every movie star and singer. And I can remember I had to sing Georgia in front of Ray Charles, and I don't think I've ever been right since.
Georgia. Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song keeps Georgia on my mind, on my mind. Georgia, a song, song of you, comes as sweet and clear, oh, as the moonlight through the pines.
We're having fun here with Russ McLeod at the Hard Rock Hotel in Las Vegas. And we talked to Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers earlier, and this is what we found out when we asked Bill how he and Bobby Hatfield became the Righteous Brothers?
The way we became the Righteous Brothers is there was, Bobby had a group in Orange County called the Variations, and I had a group called the Rolling Stones. I never should have quit. Now I didn't even. I had a group called the Paramours, and Bobby and I kind of knew each other because our guitar player now, Barry Orlera, who's still with us, is a kid that I've known since I was 15 years old, and he would play in Bobby's band, and he would play in my band. So he would tell me, he said, boy, you got to hear this kid in Anaheim. He really is a great singer. And then he would tell Bobby, you got to hear this guy in Santa Ana. He's a real skinny guy. So when we got together, Bobby and I started singing all these duets, black duets, because that's just what we were raised on. Bobby and I, that's literally what we knew. So we did a lot of duets and a lot of black music. And there was some black Marines that would come in. And this is a nice shirt. They say, boy, it's a righteous shirt. That's a nice shirt. They'd like you as a friend. They would call you a brother. So they started calling Bobby and I, out of the five guys, the Righteous Brothers. I wrote a song. I wrote Little Lap Noopy Lou, and the guy that owned Moonglow Records came in and saw us. I said, listen to Bobby and I do this song. And he loved it. We went in and recorded it. So Bobby and I went down there as the Righteous Brothers, and we started singing Little Lap Noopy Lou because they would do this surfer dance or surfer stomp or whatever it was, and it was good for that. And the kids, we said, go out and you can probably order this song, Little Lap Noopy Lou. And so they did, and they said, the record stores don't have any idea where to get it. So Bobby and Mike Patterson literally took the records themselves and took it to this to the record store and gave this one record store, Gracie's or whatever, like 1,500 copies of it, and said, the kids will come here and buy it. If they don't, use it as Frisbees. It doesn't matter. And KRLA, which was a big radio station in L.A. at the time, would call certain record stores and say, what's selling, you know? And she says, well, Elvis sold this, or and some record, Little Lap Noopy Lou by the Righteous Brothers, has sold 1,500 copies. And he says, you're kidding, what is that? He says, send it up to me. She sent it up to him. He played it on the back. He was going to do a hop that night, you know, like, and you can come down to them, you know. And our record was playing in the background. And everybody called up, said, what was that record in the background? And they started playing it, and that's how we made it. Long story.
Great story.
Talk about my baby, Little Lap Noopy Lou. She's a hot-footed baby, there ain't no dance she couldn't do.
Vegas at the Hard Rock Hotel with Russ McLeod and having a great time down here. We might not come home, I don't think. I could be in trouble there. Had a great conversation with Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers, and we were talking to him about one of his and our favorite songs. Let's hear it now.
It's interesting you mentioned that you've lost that loving feeling, of course. One of the most, well, it is the most played song on the radio in North America. Over 7 million times now. It surpassed Yesterday. What song do you hear the most on the radio when you listen?
I think if anything takes Love and Feeling off the number one spot would be Unchained Melody. I mean, I hear Unchained Melody all the time. And it really makes me mad because Bobby sang Unchained Melody. But I hear that, and it's just hard to sing along to for me, you know. And actually, I hear Soul and Inspiration a lot. I don't hear Love and Feeling that much. I was actually very surprised to hear that it was the most played record. You know, I was thrilled to death. I think that's one of the greatest things that's happened for Bobby and I. But I hear Unchained Melody. I think, you know, from the movie Ghost, brought it back so big, probably bigger than the first time. You know.
That's why it went number one, didn't it, went after Ghost?
Well, it was a kind of a weird thing. We re-recorded it so that the old record went to the top 10 and the new record went to the top 10. They were playing the old record on the radio, but the record company that owns it didn't release it to the stores. So we re-recorded it, released it to the stores, so they were coming in and buying the new one, but they were hearing the old one. And it sold over 1 million copies.
Bill Medley, we thank you very much for being with us and taking your time out from your schedule, and continued success to you and Bobby.
You never close your eyes. Hey, this is Bill Medley. Bobby's sleeping. I better take another one. You never close your eyes. Hey, this is Bill Medley of the Righteous Brothers. Anymore when I kiss your lips, there's no tenderness like grief in your fingertips. You're trying hard not to show it, but baby, baby, I know it. You lost that love and feeling. Oh, that love and feeling. You've lost that love and feeling. Now it's gone, gone, gone. Oh, oh, oh. Now there's no welcome look in your eyes when I reach for you. And you're starting to criticize little things I do. It makes me just feel like crying. Cause baby, something beautiful died in. You lost that love. I'd get down on my knees for you. If you would only love me like you used to do, yeah. We had a love, a love, a love you don't find every day. I need your love.
go on. Bring back that love and feeling.